Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The International Airlines Organisation says the fire that led to the closure of Heathrow raises serious questions about how the London airport is run. IATA said an internationally important piece of infrastructure should not be dependent on a single power source. Power to the airport, one of the world's busiest, was cut by a big fire at an electricity substation. The blaze disrupted the travel plans of more than 200,000 passengers. Jonathan Smith speaks for the London Fire Brigade.
This is one of those types of fire that burns for a significant period of time. What we have to do is cool that down, and it's the nature of the cooling agent or the oil that was on fire, and that takes time to bring that under control. Yeah. However, we are confident that we can work with our partners to restore power as soon as possible. As we stand at the moment, the fire is under control, the air quality is good, and we don't anticipate any further safety issues for members of the public.
It's been announced that counter-terror police will lead inquiries into the substation fire. A police statement said there was currently no sign of foul play. Our Home Affairs correspondent is Daniel Sanford.
It's probably an accident, but clearly there are concerns that would somebody want to shut down that bit of our national infrastructure, whether that would be a hostile state or a terrorist group. So clearly part of the investigation is that counterterrorism police are going to be involved. Now, my understanding is that's not because there's some evidence being found of sabotage, that there's some direct evidence which points to sabotage, but more that they've got a particular set of skills which means that they should be involved at an early stage to see if there was any kind of device or anything that caused this fire.
Sudan's army says it's recaptured the presidential palace in Khartoum from the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The RSF had controlled the building and large parts of the capital since the civil war began nearly 2 years ago. Videos on social media showed army soldiers celebrating inside the damaged palace. Israel's defence minister has threatened to permanently occupy parts of Gaza if Hamas refuses to release its remaining hostages. Israel Katz said it ordered the army to capture additional territory in Gaza. Yoland Nell is in Jerusalem.
The Israeli defence minister says Palestinians could be ordered to move from the north to the south of the territory once again. Hamas, meanwhile, has stated that it remains deeply involved in ceasefire and hostage release talks and is considering different ideas put forward, including one from the US, with the goal of ending the war. A UN official has warned it's now the longest period since the start of the war in 2023 that no supplies have been allowed into Gaza, and says this is reversing progress made during the ceasefire.
As the Israeli offensive continues, the medical charity MSF said one of its staff had been killed in an Israeli airstrike. World News from the BBC. Legislation allowing Germany to make huge new investments in the military and infrastructure has cleared its last major hurdle. The upper house of the German parliament has approved constitutional changes, which mean defence spending will be exempt from restrictions on government borrowing. Countries across Europe are stepping up military investment due to doubts about President Trump's commitment to NATO. The UN's refugee agency says the fighting in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has forced more than 100,000 people to flee into neighbouring countries in less than 3 months. A UNHCR spokesperson said some sites in Goma in North Kivu housing displaced people had also been damaged, leaving many without shelter. The agency says insufficient aid is reaching those displaced. Australian police have arrested a man they say helped an alleged drug kingpin to escape the country. Sean Eamon Ryan is accused of operating a small boat with the drug trafficking suspect Syed Erhan Akça on board in 2023. Our Asia Pacific editor Celia Hatton has more.
Mr. Akça was awaiting trial at the time, accused of importing illicit drugs. Police say Mr. Ryan, an experienced sailor, transported him to Phuket in Thailand. Mr. Akka's current location is unknown, but since escaping Australia, he's been accused of involvement in further crimes. Police say he orchestrated a fake anti-Semitic terror plot earlier this year in hopes of sharing details with the authorities in exchange for being allowed to return home.
A South Korean court ruling has thrown into doubt the relaunch of the K-pop group NewJeans. The five-member girl band are trying to cut ties with their label Adore so they can enter independent commercial deals. The court said Adore should maintain its managing status. The group said the ruling had not taken into account the complete breakdown of their trust in the label. That's the latest world news from the BBC.